You've published work by Sierra Nelson a couple of different times now. What is it that you like best about her work?
Sierra's work I like because it seems to have an accessibility that is a really nice tone in the magazine that can balance out some of the more abstract work that I print. And I should mention, since I'm reminded now of the word tone, one of my visions for the magazine is sort of having these different tones in the magazine and creating a kind of musical score, if you will, with those tones. I went to Evergreen State College, and one of my professors there was Bill Ransom, and he said that I had a magazine while I was at the school, and a lot of people asked me, why don't you put your own work in the magazine? And I didn't really know why I didn't. It just didn't feel right to me to put my work in the magazine. And then Bill Ransom said that a magazine is the editor's poem. And I've thought about that a lot in terms of I'm sort of creating an overall sound with other people's work and by arranging it, or at least an arrangement of other people's work. And I feel like Sierra's work is part of that, and is a nice, that there's a certain tone that goes through all of the work that she sent me. I'm sure she writes in different tones as well, but the work that I've received from her has a certain tone that fits well in the magazine with other things around it.
Playful, irreverent, and yet with a content that there's some meat to it. No pun intended, with a ghost meat piece.
Yeah,
that you have
playful for sure, and irreverent. Well, I don't know. You'll have to ask Sierra about that one. But yeah, it's playful for sure, and playful is meaningful. So I feel like, or meatful. Playful is meatful, like certainly.
Talking with Thomas Walton, he's the publisher and editor of Page Boy magazine, and also Sierra Nelson, and she's been published in a couple of editions, including the latest, which is this volume 13? Is that what it is?
It's actually issue 5, 2013.
Gotcha. Perfect. Sierra, how did you find out about the magazine?
I found out about it through word of mouth and through Thomas Walton putting out a call for submissions. And I'm always just really impressed by the breadth of people that are included in it. And
who are some examples of that?
Well, Rebecca Brown, Johnny Horton, I'm trying to think of people that I've read with Ed Skoog. Just wonderful people, local people, and also I'm introduced to new writers each time as well, and it seems like across from people who've been writing a long time to some new people as well. I tend to send really weird stuff to Thomas, but I trust that whatever he chooses from the weird sensibility will be ones that are worth having in the larger community. But yeah, I trust his affinity with strange.
It's an honor to get the weirdest stuff from you.
That's interesting, that whole trust thing. And the trust is based by looking at the magazine and realizing that, you know, there's something there that resonates with you. Is that a way of putting it?
Yeah.
What made you think of the constellations in the first piece published in the current Page Boy?
The constellations is something that I've been thinking about for a while from kind of a couple different angles, but there's a website where you can print out a map of the stars, but it's basically just dots from NASA, and so you can connect the dots in your own way and create your own constellations. And so I've used this in teaching, especially working with kids, and it's really fun. So that was sort of one way of exploring it. And then working with Rachel Kessler as the Vis-a-Vis Society, we've also been exploring constellations as a way of interpreting our sort of poetic scientific data. So from the graphs that people provide for us, looking at them and creating constellations from that. So constellations have been sort of an ongoing theme in a couple of different areas of my creative life. So this sort of emerged from the teaching.
Even a trope kind of thing as it's evolving. Can you run us through how that workshop would happen? You sit people down, there's 12 maybe people in a room, and you're facilitating, and you give them a copy of this map and say, go to town, or how does it work?
Yeah, I would give them a copy of the map, which is basically just dots of different sizes. And I usually encourage people to not try to think about it ahead of time, but just actually start connecting the dots and making abstract shapes, just whatever moves them. And then after they've connected the dots in a satisfying length of time, or there's some shapes start to emerge, then to start to look at those images and seeing what forms. And reading more about constellations, I mean, some of the official constellations, or what we think of as official constellations, what creates that picture could just be a very, very few lines that then they see a sea goat or the twins. It's really very abstract. So I'd also encourage people to really fill in a lot with their imagination. So just whatever triggers for them, and then start building it, either the backstory or just listing them.
And kind of a Rorschach test as well.
It's true.
Isn't it? Yeah. Right? People could be deported if they come up with the wrong constellations. And do you make little notes in these workshops of constellations that are just odd and bizarre and you have to put them in a poem? Or how do you, what was some of the groundwork of the piece that you have and that I hope you'll read next so people know what we're talking about?
These constellations were all just from my own map and connecting the dots. And there are definitely many constellations to admire that I've heard, and I just look for them in the sky, but I don't steal them from my own
There you
poems.
Go. People are entitled to their own constellations, aren't
yes.
they? I came across years ago, and I told you this at the reading, something about constellations that become obsolete. I think I got it through William Blake, and something like the printing office used to be one, but no longer is current. And there's a whole list of obsolete constellations, which I find fascinating. Who knows? Maybe the ones we're looking at now will be, you know, they used to call that Orion, you know, that kind of thing back in the day. Can you read that piece for us?
Sure. Constellations. This one is path the thought takes, leaving the top of your head. This is runaway shopping cart. Look for its distinctive wobbly wheel. Here's girl with ponytail pushing lawnmower. Seen mid-May to late July. There's small garter snake next to great garden hose. There's poem gliding into big waste paper basket. There's tiny chip trailing the salsa nebula near two chip remnants inside the bowl. Unicorn, flock of bats, the sit-up, the dishwasher and the too big platter. Sometimes difficult to find without a telescope. The man who said the perfect thing.
Is that that reference? I guess it's the fifth or sixth one down. There's poem gliding into big waste paper basket. Is that a sort of a look inside your process? Is that how it happens, or how does your process happen? You got these constellations from the sketches you've been doing. You throw a couple out because it's like too weird or whatever, maybe not weird enough, and then what happens?
Well, I think every poet, this is a constellation that's dear to probably most poets. There's just the letting go process of some poems that just slide away. But I do think that every poem written goes to a greater good, even if that poem isn't meant to go beyond your own desk or waste paper basket, but that it builds in you. All of those images keep building up in you as a writer, so maybe it'll emerge in a better way in a later poem, or just allow you to be open to the image that was meant to come to you for a better poem later.
Sort of part of an incubation process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, I feel like maybe there it would be a greater good if more poems were thrown in the waste paper basket.
Is this based
speaking
on
speaking as an editor?
Well, there you go. That was where I was going with it too. So you're on the same page regarding that.